Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the Midday News. The government's choice to force through with Article 49.3 of the Constitution is creating much controversy. To have the pension reform adopted has brought thousands of people to the streets last night. There were mobilizations in Nantes, Rennes, Marseille, and Paris, with sometimes clashes with the police. More than 300 arrests have taken place across the country, including 258 in the capital. Now many fear an uproar within social movements. The surveillance around the parliamentary offices will be particularly accentuated. Several of them had been degraded throughout the debates around the pension reform. And during this time, the executive stays on course. This morning, Olivier Dussopt defended on BFM TV the forcing through of the government. The Minister of Labour assures that the use of Article 49.3 is a heartbreak, but not a failure. More generally, the executive returns the responsibility to the opposition, pointing in particular to the divisions within the group of Les Républicains MPs. Also in the news, Total Énergie will offer to increase the salary of its CEO, Patrick Pouyanné, by 10%. This was announced by the group in a press release. While the remuneration of the leader has already been controversial in the fall, in the midst of a wage dispute in the refineries of the group. And Patrick Vieira is no longer the coach of Crystal Palace. The French former player was dismissed, as announced by the club in a press release. Patrick Vieira pays for the poor results of his team, which has only brought back 8 points in the last 13 league matches. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.